The rest of the story. The springtime floods on the Mississippi and the Merrimack are what make the newspapers. And yet there are tremendous advantages to living near a river, which Johnny did, especially if one is an avid swimmer, which Johnny was. Johnny was a health enthusiast and generally enjoyed horseback riding and long walks, during which he rapturously filled his lungs with fresh air. But what he relished most was swimming. And he always swam in the nude. In the nude! He delighted in the invigorating sensation of the cool water on his skin as he plunged in. He reveled in the rush of the river current, in the playful contest between it and him. And there was one ultimately practical consideration in Johnny's resolve never to swim while anywise clothed, because he had tried it once and almost drowned. He and a companion had taken a canoe out on the river very early one morning, and the companion was naked and Johnny was not. The canoe sprang a leak, took on so much water so quickly that it overturned, and Johnny's companion swam easily to safety. But Johnny, who had managed to disrobe only partially, remained in his long-sleeved shirt, and the long sleeves filled with water, and Johnny, while a powerful swimmer, barely struggled to the river bank. Because the river was within walking distance, Johnny skinny-dipped daily. And yet, because he lived in a populated area, he had to rise very early every morning, an hour or two before dawn, to get away with it, often by moonlight, although sometimes in pitch blackness, he would stealthily leave his quarters and make his way to the riverside. And there, beneath a favorite tree, he deposited his clothing, all of it, every stitch, and dived into the river head first. Always was he dressed and returning home before daybreak, except once. One morning, Johnny glanced up from his vigorous swim to see a shadowy figure running off down the bank with a bundle of some sort in his arms. Concerned, Johnny climbed from the water and discovered that his clothing was gone. Back in the river again, he uneasily contemplated his situation. The sky's getting light. Soon the riverside will be teeming with curious passersby. Even if he were to make a break for it now, he would surely be seen by someone. Luckily, a young boy was out early that morning, and the youngster agreed to go to Johnny's house and retrieve some clothing, and thereby was an infinitely more embarrassing episode avoided. The practical joker who absconded with Johnny's duds in the first place, his identity remains a mystery. And although you'd probably bet anything that Johnny would be more cautious in the future, he was not. He was not. Weather permitting, he continued to skinny dip each and every morning the same way, at least for as long as he lived near that river, the Potomac River. For Johnny, the health enthusiast, Johnny, the avid swimmer who might have been caught that morning, loping home in the buff, was then living in a mansion called the White House. Johnny the Dip was the President of the United States. John Quincy Adams. Only now, you know the rest of the story.